103.7 The Beat, your boy Big Rob. Welcome to the Afternoon Jam Show. How are y'all doing? We got our girl Mallory from Hackley Public Library. Of course, you all know it's Black History Month, and Mallory usually, you know, calls me and beats me over the head with a brick or something and say, hey, I need to get on air, talk about all the wonderful things we're doing for Black History. So here again is Mallory Mesker, Hackley Public Library. Mallory, tell us what's coming up.
Yes, hello. Thanks for having me. I try not to beat you up too hard, but I'm so happy to be here. And thank you so much. And it's true, we do have a lot coming up. And if it's okay, I'll just kind of go down the line and mention some of the things that we have. First and foremost, I want to talk about the two contests that we're having on Saturday, February 8th. And something to keep in mind, Big Rob is going to be a judge for both of these contests, which I am so excited about.
So you better bring your best cooking.
Exactly. Best cooking, best baking. We're going to be having our mac and cheese contest at 2 o'clock. Again, that's on Saturday, February 8th. People can come and enter their macaroni and cheese dishes and to see if they can win first place. And same with our sweet soul food dessert contest. Bring your best dessert. This is going to be at 3:30 on February 8th as well. And it's really cool because people bring all different types of desserts. There are some people who are entering cake. We have someone who's entering cobbler accompanied with ice cream. So a lot of different variations of desserts. Now, keep in mind, you can still register to bring a dessert or to bring a mac and cheese dish. Everyone is more than welcome to participate. But something to keep in mind, you can also participate just as someone watching. You can come watch the contest unfold. And the greatest part is afterwards, everyone can have a taste of all the delicious dishes. And so this is going to be so much fun. It's one of our favorites that we look forward to every year. And it's free. You know, all of our programs are free to enjoy. And also keep in mind, like I said, there will be prizes for the winners. We'll have a prize for first, second, and third place in the adult category for both contests, as well as first place for the youth teen category as well for each contest. So that's something to definitely mark your calendar for coming up this Saturday, February 8th. But we have a lot of other amazing things coming up to enjoy as well. Something that I really wanted to touch on is we have a program called Michigan Roots, African American Migrations in Michigan. And this is going to be a program on Saturday, February 15th at 1 o'clock. It's presented by Roslyn Kelly. And Roslyn Kelly has been the past president of the Michigan Genealogical Council, and she's currently the president of Farmington Hills Society. And she has spoken before at many engagements. And during this presentation, she's going to be talking about people coming to Michigan in the mid-1880s before the Great Migration from the South. And she'll be kind of talking about specific examples of people coming to Marquette, Midland, Detroit, and even finding some examples from around our own Muskegon area. And so this is going to be really fun. It's on Saturday, February 15th at 1 o'clock. Free to enjoy. You know, registration is preferred just to kind of gauge attendance. But again, something that can be enjoyed by really all ages. But, you know, something that we're also excited about, Georgia Moss. I'm sure you guys are familiar with Georgia Moss. She is an incredible children's author. We are going to be having her for a special story time on Friday, February 21st at 10:30. We're going to enjoy stories, songs, movement activities with littles and their caregivers. We're going to share a story, and so is Miss Georgia Moss. And it's going to be incredible to have her here at Hackley to share her talents with us. And something really fun for littles to enjoy, because sometimes, you know, we have a ton of programs for kids, teens, and adults, but we want to make sure we're having programs for babies and toddlers as well. But kind of speaking about all ages, and this is something that we're really excited for, too, is our all ages karaoke event, which is hosted by your very own Mihan Quinn. He's amazing. And we're going to have that on Saturday, February 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. with a lot of different Motown classics to choose from during the program. And this is something for all ages. Literally every age can come and enjoy this. This is good for families. You know, bring your kids, bring your nieces, nephews, grandkids, bring your friends. It's going to be a lot of fun for everyone to come and gather as a community and to just enjoy singing together and choosing different songs and kind of playing off of the energy of everyone. So it is something that we're really looking forward to. And I mean, it's going to be a new event. We've never done something like this before, and we are very, very excited for it. But to talk again about an annual event that we have, you know, we have the amazing expert Nitra Hood, who knows all about healthy hair care. She's going to be coming for our Black Hair Care Clinic, which is going to be on Monday, February 24th at 5:30 here at Hackley Library. And in the past, she has brought someone in and she does demonstrations on their hair. So you kind of get that hands-on first look at how to make not only your hair beautiful, but how to keep it healthy. So she'll provide some great tips and tricks on beautiful, healthy hair for all ages. And she also has some really great insight too for any questions. This is a great time for people to bring their questions, anything that they might have that they're not sure about, they can ask and really get some good insight. Now, something else that we're having towards the end of the month on February 25th, which is a Tuesday at 5:30, we're going to be having the amazing duo Edie and Mike. They're a husband and wife duo. They're going to be coming to Hackley Library and they're going to give a presentation on influential Black women in jazz. So it'll be kind of a historical presentation, but Edie and Mike are also amazing musicians, and so they're going to be performing some music as well. So it'll be both entertaining and educational, kind of the best mix. But speaking of music, during our senior social hour, which is going to be on February 27th at 3:00, we are having the fabulous Jim Clark come, and he's going to be performing some music as well on his keyboard. And that'll be something for seniors to enjoy during our senior social hour. And I know it's a lot of information. This is a lot of stuff coming up. It's not even everything. But you know, you can always find details too at hackleylibrary.org. And also on our Facebook page. If you search Hackley Library on Facebook, we'll come right up at the top and you can find more details on these free programs. You can find links to register. You can find more information. You can reach out too if you have any questions, because we're always curious to hear from people and just to kind of hear what you're interested in.
Yeah, that's good. It sounds like a lot of great things Hackley Public Library is going to continue to do for this community. And, you know, Mallory, you've been, ever since you came on board, you've been going like a freight train, full steam ahead with everything. And I look forward to always, you know, talking with you, as well as, you know, the Black History programs that Hackley Public Library put on. Now, answer me this. Did y'all do the trivia this year?
Great question. So we ended up not doing that. We had it open and it didn't garner registration. So we decided to cancel it for this year. But it doesn't mean that we won't be doing it again in the future. It just didn't kind of show the interest so far for this year. So we did end up canceling it. But it's still, you know, something to look for in the future for next year.
Oh, okay. So, how many people have you had enter the macaroni and cheese and the dessert contest yet? Do you have a number or numbers?
Yes.
Out there? Can you use more people to enter?
We could definitely use more people to enter. Absolutely. I mean, we're always looking for more people to participate, whether it's entering a dish or coming to watch. Right now, we have about 6 or 7 participants entering a dish for sweet soul food dessert contest, and we have 4 for the mac and cheese. So if anyone wants to enter still a dish for either one of those, there is plenty of space and good odds for winning a prize.
Mm. Yeah, because you don't just come there and get the stuff and walk away with a trophy. They will hook you up. Trust me.
Yes.
Trust me.
we have good prizes, and also it's such a fun environment too, you know, getting to meet the judges, hearing awesome feedback. You know, you are going to be giving some great feedback. And we also have the amazing chef, Lakeisha Harris, who's one of our judges as well. And she always is incredible with the insight that she provides, you know, and the praise that she provides as well. So it's a really fun competition. Both of them are so much fun to enter in, whether you're entering a dessert dish or a mac and cheese dish. It's really a cool part. A way to become a part of the community in terms of culinary investment and really just kind of showing everyone how talented you are with your cooking skills.
Right. Okay. Anything else you want to get out there before I let you go?
Well, you know, I want to just mention again, thank you to everyone who comes to Hackley Library, who comes to our programs, who uses our services, our resources. We wouldn't be here without you. And also, if you haven't come to the library in a while, that's totally fine. We would love to have you back. We'd love to see you. We'd love to hear what you're interested in. We're always wanting to expand our resources to anyone who's interested. We love to see new people. We love to see our recurring patrons. We're just really glad to be a part of this amazing community. And if you haven't been in Hackley Library in a while, stop by, see what's new. We have a lot of great things coming up to enjoy as far as programs go. We have public computers to use. We have Wi-Fi that you can use on your own devices. We just recently got some new charging stations for phones, which is amazing because now we have more accessibility for people to be able to charge their devices. And we just have a lot of great space to come and, you know, do research, cruise the internet, relax. You know, it's a great space to come and just kind of be, just to have a space to come. And it's here for everyone to enjoy. And we want everyone to know that, you know, this is a space for everyone. And again, just check up on our website, hackleylibrary.org. We have our online events calendar. We have a lot of amazing programs coming up, you know, including this Saturday. We have the Sweet Soul Food Dessert Contest and the Mac and Cheese Contest, which you can still enter a dish and register for. Again, it's free. We also have a program coming up this Saturday as well with the Muskegon Civic Theater for a theater camp for little kids. So there's really something for everyone, and you can find all these details at hackleylibrary.org or on our Facebook page.
All right. Again, Mallory, thank you for doing this and being leading the charge in this. Appreciate you so very much and look forward to seeing you Saturday. And Lakeisha and all the dishes that people may have.
Yes.
Please, if you have not entered your mac and cheese or your dessert, contact Hackley Public Library and say, hey, I want to come down there.
Exactly.
And enter my dish. So.
Yes, and keep in mind, like you say, it's free to enjoy, it's free to enter, and we have some amazing prizes that you can win. So definitely keep that in mind.
Absolutely. Again, Mallory, I look forward to speaking with you again. I'll see you Saturday.
Sounds good. I'll see you Saturday.
All right. Back to more music on 103.7 The Beat.